Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Romeo, I just see this charge on my charge card, and I just wanted to know what company is this? What company did I charge something from?
Yes, ma'am. We are a third-party call center, ma'am. And can we get started by getting your zip code?
78003.
And your first and last name?
Ha'ahil Andrade.
Pardon me, ma'am. Could you repeat that?
Ha'ahil, H-A-A-H-E-O. And the last name is Andrade, A-N-D-R-A-D-E.
Could it be under any other name?
Well, that's the name that my charge card's under. That's why I'm questioning who made this charge, because it was not me. Well, I don't even know the name of the company that this number is from. That's the first thing I would like to know, Romeo, but you informed me that you're third party. What does that mean?
We are a third-party call center, ma'am.
Yeah, what does that mean? Who's calling you?
I beg your pardon?
I don't understand, in other words. What does third party mean?
We're between a line of call centers, ma'am. So there's several call centers that we're connected to. We're a third party.
So the number that I called has no name. I guess that's what I would like to know.
We don't give out our name due to security reasons, man.
So I don't know who I'm charging, so I need to reverse this, in other words. Can you reverse this charge out, 5497?
I'm looking for an account under your name, ma'am. Could you bear me one moment?
Sure. The last name is spelled A as in apple, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, R as in Robert, A, another D as in dog, E. That's the last name, Andrade. And the first name is H as in Harry, A, apple, another A, apple, H is in Harry, E, easy, and O, Ha'ahil.
Yes, ma'am, bear me one moment. And can you verify your address?
Well, my mailing address is P.O. Box 832, Bandera, Texas 78003. But if it's what I think it is, I sent it to where I was, which is 1262 Little Sydney, S-I-D-N-E-E.
Drive, yes, ma'am. That's the address we have.
Texas. Yeah. And I'm not there. I'm back home again. So, and that's area code, I mean, not area code, zip code 89123.
Yes, ma'am. And do you recall on November 2nd paying the shipping and handling for our pulse oximeter $7.45.
Yes, I do.
Basically, that plus awesome meter was a welcoming gift for joining the Fat Direct Savings Store. And the membership fee for that store is $49.99. And each month you are enrolled, you will receive a $125 gift card.
Can I cancel that?
Yes, ma'am.
How many days to cancel?
I can cancel it where you're no longer getting billed any further.
Yes. But you cannot reverse this $54.97.
I can't get you refunded 35% of that, man.
Well, that's still a help.
Bear me one moment.
Thank you. Thank you, for Romeo, for explaining. At least I remember that part. But when I did it, I don't remember who. I remember reading that part of getting charged and you can cancel at any time. And I said, oh, I'm going to write it down. And I never did.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. I am sorry about that. But do you agree to that 35% refund, ma'am?
Yeah. You can't give me the 100%. I understand. The other percentage is my stupidity.
Bear with me one moment, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, and that refund should be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. That's good, Romeo.
Yes,
that's,
ma'am.
Do you have an amount?
One moment. Okay, so you will be receiving $19.24. So
great,
instead of you paying $54, you'll be paying $35.
Yeah, that's all right. I understand, because I wanted to kick me over and over again because I had a few of them calls that day, and I thought, wait a minute. They make you do a survey, and then you get something free, but you got to pay the shipping and handling. But I thought, I better start reading the fine print, you know? And so one of them, I read the fine print, and then I thought, oh no, what survey did I do to get the free stuff that I'm supposed to cancel? So I'm home now, so I can see my bill.
Yes, ma'am.
So thank you, Romeo.
Yes, ma'am, it's no problem.
And you know what happened? And I can't even use that meter anyway, because it came in the box, but where you got to put the battery in, I can put the battery in, but there's no cover to keep it in. So I had to throw it away anyway. It didn't work.
Yes, ma'am.
That's,
and
that's so sad.
I am very sorry about that.
Me too.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
So I'm glad I got the right number. I'm glad you're understanding and you took care of everything for me. Even if I couldn't get the whole thing back, at least I got something back. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you can always say, well, it's the agreement that you saw, you agreed to, you know? So,
and I am glad I was able to help you, ma'am.
Thank you. So am I.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a great weekend.
You do the same. Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
Same to you, ma'am. Bye-bye.